You know, it's not a flat line, but I'm going to say it's pretty fucking close, right? For the
amount
of wires running off this table right now, I'd say this is pretty fucking solid.
I don't hear that much of like a feedback, like a gain or
something. We don't hear it, but I can see it.
But to be fair, I don't know what ear works.
Both. With new soundboard. Yeah, really? It was an old soundboard problem where I can only get left ear or right ear to work one at a time. This one, you just have to plug it halfway in and it works both ears. If you plug it all the way in, jack fucking shit. I don't understand anything.
Maybe we shouldn't get all of our tech supplies from Dollar Tree.
This came from Amazon.
That's worse.
Everything here came from Amazon. The only thing I cheaped out on was the fucking headphone splitters.
I was about to say, those splitters are Walmart.
Yeah, they are.
That fucker's pink. My headphones are green.
They had... Well, you're using my gaming headset because I ran out of headphones. I'm using my wife's headphones.
This is what you actively game with?
No, I don't use them. But if I were to use them... Okay, when I played COD with you online, yes, I was wearing
those. It's fucking wired.
I'm aware. It was a Christmas gift because I don't play online. I know, spooky stuff. Anyway, so before we kick the show into road, I... Kick the show into road?
I don't know. But I agree, poverty is pretty spooky.
Property is?
Poverty.
Poverty is spooky as fuck, yeah. This is our upgraded setup. Think about that shit.
This is poverty. Those are definitely poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My headset, you mean, not too.
Yeah. No, he's great.
No, he's great.
Yeah.
Okay. I came from poverty.
Yeah.
I did. Didn't we all?
Yeah.
So I made a new intro for the...
Huh?
I don't even own a fucking set of headphones.
But you don't play video games, really. You play grandpa games that are like... Side scroll, who's making the fucking hamburger over there? Like, you're like, this guy ordered fries, this guy's got chicken wings.
Are you playing Overcooked?
I have it downloaded, I think.
Fuck yeah, you do, buddy. That'll get the heart rate going for you. That's no Hidden Valley Ranch or whatever the fuck you're playing. All right, so I did a new intro for these two. What's essentially almost like a two-part thing where we're doing... a recap of our first ever Slaughter in the Summer. No, Nightmare in the New Year.
Yeah,
and we're going to do Slaughter. I couldn't use Slaughter in the
Horror
Summer.
Horror in the Halftime.
For reasons I won't get into. And then next week we're doing Slaughter in the Summer. So I figured I'd go ahead and play the intro here. It is AI generated, but I took it. I added some shit. So you guys ready?
Some scratches?
No, I just did that motion. It's honestly, it's your guys' voices auto-tuned.
He just learned that we have an effect button on the soundboard.
Oh, okay.
He ain't scratching shit.
Right.
Spoilers tuned. They're going to hear it. Some point this fucking episode, dude. I might have it on through the whole beer review. You'll know the beer review's over. It's when I shoot myself in the fucking mouth.
It's poverty.
It's poverty. All right. Let's kick it.
Danny's talking his bullshit. Chris is too damn drunk. No one knows where Yams is at. He's probably still fucked up. Tunes here once a week with a new brew to review. So hold my beer and cover your kids' ears. We've got some crazy shit for you. Hold my beer.
Why do I love this?
Oh, yeah.
It's right, it's good.
It's been good the whole time.
Hold my beer.
Oh, you just open that door and keep that child in the chest. Keep that child in the chest. Open that door.
I did that part.
Is this my new favorite Joker part?
It is the most Juggalo thing I've ever done in my life, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's the kick that child in the chest. I know, it made me very happy. I spent an entire evening on
that. I think we just got signed to chapter 17. I hope you're ready.
I hope not.
Oh, man, that's all it takes.
I thought the effect button was bad.
Yeah.
That's a fate worse than death, I'm afraid. But yeah, I found it quite enjoyable. I spent way too much time on it.
It's going to be a new intro?
Just for the horror episodes. It's good. I'm going to beat my wife music, I think.
Whatever.
I went for spooky, but it is what it is. You're listening to Hold My Beer. I'm your gracious host, Danny Mullins.
Chris Mullins.
You're listening to a precursor to Nightmare of the... Nope, not Nightmare of the New Year. Slaughter in the Summer.
Well, you said you couldn't use Slaughter in the Summer.
That's next week.
Next week, Slaughter in the Summer. I couldn't use our very first Slaughter in the Summer because you made very inappropriate jokes. I can explain off mic.
Yeah,
don't want to get into it. To my right.
No, I'm Tim.
No, to my right.
Oh.
It's you, bitch!
You already said it.
Yeah, but out of turn...
Yeah, all right. Tell me what you want me to do, Danny.
I'm your gracious host, Danny Mullins, to my right.
Chris Mullins.
To his right.
And I'm Tune.
And lastly,
I'm Yams.
We have an effect button, guys. Isn't that fucking cool? It's already off. You just click it again, and it goes away.
Okay.
It doesn't have to drive you mad. It doesn't have to be the telltale floor. You know what I'm saying? Or the telltale heart. The floor wasn't the...
The floor was where the heart
was. The floor
was
fine.
But the heart was making it beat evermore or whatever the fuck. Edgar Allan Poe is overrated.
No, he's not.
Nah, I liked him quite a bit.
I like Violent J too. He's good.
I'm going to say Tuberculosis got the wrong one.
Is that what got him?
Poe or J?
They know the stuff of J. What happened to poor Poe?
Tuberculosis.
Poverty.
Poverty. Yeah. That's who it goes for, man.
Chris Hansen gets J.
No, they're too close to friends.
Yeah.
That's the ploy.
You think that's the ploy? You think that's Chris Hansen's going to set up J?
Yeah. 100%.
Well, I think it's going to be the other way around. I think Jay's gonna set up Chris Hansen.
You think so?
Yeah,
it's one of Sarah's friends.
I'm just keeping my finger on this effect button for some reason. I need to remove it.
They're gonna set each other up. That's what's gonna happen.
Double date.
Yep.
Ew, that's fucking gross. Why don't you sit down and have some cookies? And it's like, well, I also brought cookies. And then I guess they just fuck
each other
in front of a minor, though, yeah. So they still get locked up. It's disgusting. Let's hop into the beer review tune. This is a tag team beer review, I suppose.
It is.
We bought these back in Michigan, but we're drinking your flavor first. Chris has already pretty much finished his because he got thirsty.
He did.
During all the many tech problems we had. Literally the solved by problems. Pressing a button. You're toasting to tech problems. Okay. Well, I told you before we hit record that I had a slight nod to B-Rad since, you know, we're doing horror. And his voice will be heard on this episode. He's on our first horror episode.
Nice.
So we'll go ahead and toast to B-Rad on this one. If I can... Oh, yep, there's the sound bit. You guys ready? This one's for B-Rad. Oh, hell yeah! That's it.
Yeah.
I just downloaded Stone Cold.
Let us all die.
What?
What kind
of? He let us all die.
Those are the role-playing one, right?
Yeah. I was fine, because I was... I didn't have pants on. I think I got thrown through a window. Oh, no, Yam tried to kill me that entire playthrough.
I thought that's when he did nothing but spit.
Right.
He did nothing but spit. Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I can hear that.
Yeah.
I actually shut off the sound effect before I made the spit noise. It's still new to me. I'll get
what, spit it?
Yeah, hold on. That is fun.
That's so dumb.
This is going to ruin the show.
You're going to have to put tape over that.
This is another callback joke. You ready for this? This is going to ruin the show forevermore. It's a Poe joke.
I don't even think it was there, though.
Forevermore.
But did you hit the button?
No.
I thought you hit it when you went to say
forevermore.
Nope.
Oh. Isn't that fun, Chris? Yeah, you're having fun. No, yeah. I'll never be done with it. You'll have to sit over here 1 week so you can control it. It'll completely change your perspective. So here's the B-Rad. Oh, wait, what are we drinking?
I don't know. You got the can.
Seagram's Escapes. 10% alcohol by volume. Slammin' blueberry. We got these both. The other one's
blueberry?
This is blue.
Spoiler. I thought this motherfucker was grape as hell.
I was about to say. The other one's pineapple.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, pineapple powerbomb? But these are WWE themed. Everybody knows I love the Fed, them New York boys, firing everybody for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
It's okay.
WrestleMania sucked.
Who's on the can?
The World Heavyweight Championship. Did not suck. WrestleMania sucked.
Oh.
Main event was dog shit.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. I watched it.
I was so there for it, man.
That doesn't mean it didn't suck.
No, it was great.
You were there for most of your sex life. I assume it's terrible.
It is. I just don't care.
Okay, well. Good for you. I'm thirsty. I'm going to try this now. I might be forced to give it a higher sweet too than I should because
I don't think anybody died like recently.
Yeah, we can't test the Pope again. Are you sure? Are we? Oh, how did you taste fucking grape? That tastes like blue perfume.
It tastes like grape. Grape
drink. So fucking sweet.
Grape pop.
That is so fucking sweet.
It's mad sweet.
The more you drink it, the better it gets.
Well, that's because the alcohol.
Like, I'm already finished with my portion, and I think I'm in love.
Oh, hey, you want my portion?
No, I'm good.
What percent is it?
10.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's a Ty Dillinger? Ty Dillinger amount of alcohol.
Yeah.
NXT or whatever the fuck. I don't know. Sweet Sue's, I'm actually not going to go very high. They just slapped a championship on there. There's not even a wrestler on there. Which wrestler would you throw on there, Chris?
The Miz.
The Miz.
Spooky. Why?
I don't know. It's the first name I thought of.
Somebody said wrestler and your first thought was The Miz?
Yeah, I was talking about him last week.
Probably not in a positive light.
Probably not, but it's the first one I thought of.
And were we?
Man, I'm pretty sure we brought The Miz.
Yeah.
I don't like The Miz. Not a fan.
He's not bad.
All right, Chris Masterson, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Chris Masters? It's just Masters. Masters. Yeah, with the master lock. Yeah, it was just a full Nelson.
Who the fuck is he?
He got concussed out of wrestling. Literally.
15 years ago.
Yeah, I knew the fuck that was master either. Lock, and he couldn't break out. It was a thing they did for a while.
Hmm. He's right.
Yeah.
Sweet Sue's, I'll go, I don't know, fucking 2. Out of 5, fuck it. Sweet Sue's a half. Or no, not Sweet Sue's.
Yeah,
thumbs.
Half
a thumb. I don't like it. It's too fucking sweet. It tastes like the fakest blueberry anything I've ever drank in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
5 and 2.
What?
I was ready for yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Sorry.
Now, I'm going to give it 4 sweet sis.
Bullshit.
And,
so high.
3 thumbs.
Thumb and a half.
You want to throw this up?
Yeah.
I offered you mine.
I like it. It's good.
Well, don't take my cup. We have another one.
Yeah. Oh. I probably should have drank that then.
Why?
Just the shocker.
I didn't want to pause the show. I just want you to slide the ashtray this way. That's all. There's only 2 smokers, but I never have access to the ashtray.
Not want it.
Nah, I'm good. I shouldn't drink
it. Just dump it in this cup and be done with it.
You're good.
Solve problems.
We don't have to do both this episode. We can save the other for next week.
No, I like it.
Don't talk about it. Just be about it.
I really like it.
Just drink it. Just do it.
I did.
Yes, it sucks, doesn't it?
I feel like it tastes like grape instead of blueberry, though.
It tastes like something.
It tastes like artificial fruit bullshit. I don't know.
It's very sugary.
Would you go 5
and
2?
I don't complain about shit being syrupy, but this is syrupy.
No, I would never do such a thing. I went
4 and a thumb and a half.
4, yeah. 4 and 1.
Mm. Too high on all regards,
2 and 1.
That's what I was going to say.
Yep. 2 and 1.
Yeah, even the 1 to me seems high. That's fucking awful, dude. I really don't want it. I love pineapple. I don't want to try the other one.
I feel like if you're just trying to get fucked up real quick.
If you get a little fucked up first, I think these would be all right.
Yeah.
You couldn't chug that, though, to get drunk in the first place. You'd have to pregame with something better.
It's still a 10.
Yeah, you chug that.
Yeah.
You'd be heavily buzzed.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, how would you chug it? It tastes like ass.
Just like how we chug 4 Locos.
I've never chugged a 4 Loco.
You ain't lived yet.
Oh, we chugged Snoop Dogg's Colt Dog Blast 45 or whatever.
Colt Dog.
That was back in the day, man. They tasted better. Or I was younger. Or I had less
taste buds.
Sure. We'll go with that. Yeah.
You ever drink the Cobras in the can like that? Rough.
Yeah. It's like the 211s. I've drank them motherfuckers.
Oh, the Still Reserve?
Those are fucking rough.
You just talking about like a basic King Cobra in a can?
Yeah.
Yeah, the malt.
It just tastes like beer.
Mm-hmm. It was rougher than beer.
I just remember it tastes like beer.
Like the Magnums or whatever in the 40s?
Yeah.
I don't know. That shit's rough.
I don't know, 9 ice houses in. It just tastes like fucking beer.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I tried one once, I think, with you and the stripper on ice, and it was fucking
I know how they
gross,
we
dude.
We those bitches on ice.
Yeah, that shit was nasty, man. Yeah.
On ice.
All right over on this front porch, man.
Jesus.
It wasn't our idea, but we did partake. It is what it is, man.
Did it make it better?
Kinda.
We don't know. We never tried it any other way.
The first time I ever got drunk on beer, it was on ice. So beer on ice to me is normal.
It was him and Kelly. Yeah, he's told the story on the podcast before. Yeah. Actually, yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. Games, you gotta give ratings.
It was the same. 2 and 1.
You already did that, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I said that's what I was gonna say. Right. So.
Okay. So as promised, I have our reading of the creepypasta bin. Do you remember anything about this story at all? The creepypasta itself?
I wasn't here for this.
Okay. You did say last week that you listened to it twice.
Long ass time ago to get the
We recorded it even longer ago.
Huh?
We recorded it even longer ago.
I haven't listened to it recently.
I didn't either. I just found the end of it and cut it off because, but it's going to be fun.
So who's reading it?
So this part is confusing, Chris. I'm glad you brought it up. I am reading the inner dialogue of Ben, the main character. I didn't realize that Ben also talked to the story. So the outside voice of Ben is Brad.
Okay.
Ben has 2 voices. Or not Ben, the main character. I don't know. I don't think it's Ben, actually, in hindsight. I think it's somebody else. But me and B-Rad, same person. Keep that in mind.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and then Chris.
Shut the fuck up.
I misread something somewhere. Full production, sound effects and shit, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, like super serious, too.
How fucked up were we doing this?
Dude, it's taken very super seriously. So I don't think we were. Unfortunately, I could be wrong. Do you want
the answer should have been yes, or in other words, you just sound dumb.
It was many moons ago. Do you want a palate cleanser first, so you don't get too scared too quick?
Yeah.
This is from the same episode. Are we ready?
Okay.
Okay. Get ready. So, anyways, Kelly, you're here.
No.
Kelly's
no.
Kelly's not here.
Okay.
It's the ghost of Kelly.
No. B Radical's here. Then
right.
K Factor is here.
K Factor. This episode's the birth of K Factor.
Nice.
Yeah. There's more. Don't worry. He does explain what a K Factor is. I'm still confused.
Yes.
Like,
no,
like,
hold on. Did I try to name him like Special K or some
yes.
shit?
Oh, keep listening.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like fucking K Fed, dude.
Yeah. I have no idea. It's K Factor. I was going to go with K exponent, but apparently there's no definition to that, but there is a definition of K factor.
And what is it?
You want to hear it?
I definitely do want to hear it.
Okay. K-fac.
This is going to be the scariest thing we hear all night.
In fire protection engineering, the K factor formula is used to calculate the discharge rate from a nozzle.
Kelly, ladies and gentlemen.
So his K factor is kind of low considering his discharge from his nozzle only hits the bedroom floor right next to his bed.
I mean, you're right. Yeah.
Not even all of it comes out from the foreskin. So it's a blocked hole anyway, so yeah. You don't have shipping pressure.
Yeah, his K factor is very
looks like
low.
A bowl of queso at the end, you know?
Yeah. That's absolutely fucking disgusting.
You're telling me.
I can't drink that shit anymore. Chris, you want mine too?
No, I can't get drunk. I gotta drive home.
Oh my God.
I would, though. I fucking generally love fucking, I think it's delicious.
Yams, you want it?
No, fuck
he
no.
would love it.
Did you no. drive? Or did you ride with Chris?
I rode with Chris and I don't want it.
Yeah, he can have it.
It's all
like, yeah, he can have it.
Just be about it. Just drink
it's
it.
All like 9-volt battery and shit. And I don't
it's
like
so
that,
fucking bad, man.
Man.
It's so fucking
yeah,
bad.
I don't know. It tickles me in the right way.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Like a 9-volt battery and like pennies in your mouth.
Yeah. I don't hate either one of those things. So
maybe you should start.
I fucking love a 9-volt.
Yeah.
But I think this 9-volt, 90-degree angles. Two's favorite things besides Chris. I think it's our first crack at full production, like sound effects, all that jazz. We don't do it very often. The last time we did it, I think, was the D&D episode where B-Red was stone cold. R.I.P. And
this is the first time I've heard Brad's voice since he died, and I don't know if I'm okay with this.
Oh, you haven't dreamed of him?
No. I don't know if that makes you a good person or a bad person, but no.
I think you know the answer to that. No. No, I haven't either. That'd be weird, right? I mean, I didn't dream about him when he was alive either.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
Fuck off.
That's why I looked at you. I knew it.
Since he's passed away or before?
Yeah. Both.
Yeah, both. He's been in my dreams before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have too.
Well, yeah. I've had dreams where we were like recording or hanging out.
Yeah, just doing shit, yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. I don't think so, yeah.
I had a dream last night that someone I knew had a, got a your girlfriend is real weird, Danny. This might be the spookiest thing of all. Someone I knew got a Buffalo Bills tattoo on their foot. I don't know why.
Got old stank foot, huh?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know. It was just someone I knew. I remember talking. We were at like James's house talking to him, and someone got a Buffalo Bills tattoo, and it was like the real nice patchwork tattoo that looks like a patch. You know what I'm talking about? So obviously, it was a very expensive tattoo.
Yeah. So they didn't get it done around here.
Right.
Yeah. Chris walked up and was like, "Hey, nice O.J. Simpson tattoo," and then he woke up laughing.
Yeah. But I remember the tattoo so vividly. It was the state of New York in red with the blue buffalo in it.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's so fucking weird.
Yeah, that's, it was weird.
Random ass team.
Maybe you've seen it somewhere.
Well, you saw a Browns tattoo, right?
What?
You saw a Browns tattoo that you're making fun of somebody for having.
Did I?
Not too long ago, yeah. Because you was like, oh, I was talking to this guy. And I looked down and he had a fucking
Browns
tattoo.
Oh, that's because he pissed me the fuck off in line. I was just looking at stuff to, you know.
How many people got a tattoo of an asshole?
Yeah.
A lot of people, apparently. So, all right. Just sit back and enjoy. Let me know if you want to say something. I'll pause it. It is about 5-6 minutes long, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, which is usually about how far we make it into an episode when we're doing commentary. So, just let me know.
Which is always crazy to me.
Well, how bad we are at it?
This is how long it takes us.
Oh, yeah.
My Beard proudly presents a creepypasta reading of Ben, as promised by Kelly weeks ago.
What, you thought I found the creepypasta myself?
I should have known it was Kelly.
Yeah, of course. I don't read creepypasta. Unless they're, what, two sentences long and it ends with intelligent death.
Right.
Then it's a fucking laugh riot. Everybody, they can't get enough of it.
Kelly spent many years reading creepypastas.
Yeah, I think he's over it now. And honestly, I wish he'd go back.
Yeah.
Well, now he's just into weird fucking animes and shit. Well, it was me, you, and him. Remember the deep end?
Yeah.
We were drowning. He was backstroking. And we were just telling him to shut the fuck up.
Right.
There you go.
Huh?
You weren't here.
Nope.
I was with two of my friends, Ben and Nick, on holidays when it happened.
Once again, not to confuse anybody, inner voice me. When you hear B-Rat talk, this is the same guy, but out of his mouth.
So who's Nick?
Let me rewind a second.
So what do you mean you gotta rewind?
I wasn't listening.
He just says my friend Nick.
Yeah, we're good.
So Nick,
well, he said I was on vacation with my friend Ben and Nick.
Yeah, so this
so
is not Ben or Nick.
Who's talking then? What's their name?
Are you sure you're Ben or
I was with two of my friends, Ben and Nick, on holidays when it happened.
That's three people.
We were in an isolated part of Greece, somewhere that...
Yeah, but there's four voices.
Okay, you're the narrator, you're not Ben.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the narrator goes through part of the story.
Well,
so
he's
who
there.
Is he?
I'm not sure, he's not fucking Ben, I'm sorry, I misspoke,
he's
fuck!
Not Nick either?
Obviously not Nick or Ben.
Okay.
We know two people in the whole world he's not. Ben or Nick.
Right, so Danny was on vacation with his two friends, Ben and Nick.
In Greece.
Yeah. In Greece.
Yeah, okay. But when he talks, he does a pretty sick impersonation of B-Rad. That's it.
Nice.
Doesn't show up on Google Maps for some reason. Traveling down a long stretch of road in our hire car in search of the next major city to party in.
I know a lot about cars. What's a hire car?
I didn't write the bullshit, Chris. I just read it. Obviously, these guys are British.
Is it a hired car, like an Uber or a taxi?
I believe so, yeah. Hire car. Or it's like the higher power.
Why did you say hired?
I read it, motherfucker. I didn't write it.
Okay.
Also, as we've discussed, old episode might have been hammered.
Is it a Pope-mobile?
It's too soon,
see,
yet.
In my mind, where this is like bullshit, like claymation animation in my head, is how I'm visualizing all of this.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a cartoon.
Right.
Yeah, like
it's Homer's mobile.
Yeah.
That's what I pictured. Homer's car he built.
Oh, yeah. Homer's mobile.
Yeah.
It's just the Hooters mobile. I know they had one.
Yeah.
Awesome. After initially planning on driving through the night, we accepted that we had lost our way and it was getting too dark to continue. So we pulled into a gas station for directions on where we could stay. The old man handed us an old brochure of a nearby village and insisted we go check it out. Since we were completely lost, we were left with no other option. Something different, we thought, as we took the next left turn and ventured into the headlight-lit darkness. The only form of lodging out there was in room.
Was it just super awkward for me because it's only my voice from a long time ago, and I don't think I sound like the same person?
You definitely don't. That's why I asked earlier who was
weird
talking.
As fuck, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. If anybody wants to talk during this.
Well,
I'm in the past. Like, fuck's sake. Where's the voice acting?
Cabins, separated far apart from each other for privacy, we guessed. The self-contained cabin had a bathroom, kitchen, queen bed, and single bed. All that we needed for one night. Nick won the rock off for the single bed, so Ben and I would be sharing.
A rock off is where you start jerking it.
No,
where you start jerking it. And then, whoever comes first gets the bed. Because he's already covered in cum.
So you all were just like headbanging, like air guitar and out, the rock off?
I think so. Either that or it's what British people call rock, paper, scissors. I'm not sure.
Is this British?
Yeah. Definitely has to be.
Yeah, hire a car.
Yeah.
Villages.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's British, dude.
That's why it sounds dope.
And the fact that they weren't willing to drive like an extra 45 minutes to get through Greece.
That's true.
Right.
Considering no matter where you're at in Greece, if you drive an hour in one direction, you're out of the country.
You're probably two countries over.
Yeah. You're already on a different holiday, bro.
Yeah. Driving is an American concept.
Nick snores anyways, so I was cool with that. One feature of the cabin that unnerved me, however, was the large square curtainless window that occupied the entire area of the vacant wall. It bothered me, it's especially now.
Do what?
I said it's a window.
Yeah, a spooky one.
It would be vacant.
Can we take a moment
to... Are
you
inside the house or outside the house?
No, the whole wall's a window.
Yeah,
no, it's a square window, though.
But it's a vacant wall. There's nothing on it but a window.
Walls are typically rectangular.
What?
Walls are typically rectangular.
It's a
picture
window.
This is a square window, so it can't be the whole window.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to tell me vacant meant it was square or rectangular.
Now, are you talking about...
I know what vacant means.
I am confused. Are you talking about me or past me? Are you yelling at me for something I said in 2015?
I would hope so.
Awkward. 2016, sorry.
Oh.
I'm trying to figure out how you kept everybody else in the room so quiet.
I waited until they left and recorded this by myself. Smart. I know.
You needed the help.
What about these sound effects, though?
They're great.
Pretty on point, right?
It's honestly very well done.
Nice ambiance.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Because night had...
You know, where was that fucking... 9 years ago?
Oh, well.
Fair enough.
You should have played it for Dad.
Oh, you are gay, huh? That would have been his response. I knew it! I knew it!
You got your
chance. On inside.
I know.
So it acted as a sort of two-way mirror. Anyone wearing black could easily look through without being noticed. We made plans to go out that night to the village ball.
What? What? Why is he laughing? It's because somebody said black. Yeah. It truly doesn't take much. You know, one more great mystery before we continue listening to Ben.
Yeah.
By HMB. When I clicked this effect button,
yep.
Right? And it made our voices sound all funny. Oh, hold on. I just wanted the sound effect on his laugh because he sounds like fucking Snidely Whiplash. Not Snidely Whiplash's dog, Muttley. He sounds like fucking Muttley. Go ahead, Chris. You can't. What happened?
Yeah.
What broke him?
Could you say someone wearing black could just see it, okay?
Yeah.
So when I heard that, I mean,
no.
Just a naked black man.
just outside the window. Danny's had that happen before.
So he was charred black, not born black. Totally different.
Yeah, so that's what caught me. I was like, well, what if it's just a naked black man?
Thank God that man was wearing white socks. Otherwise, we would have had no idea. I'm glad you find the story so spooky. Kelly did a good job curating it.
Yeah.
Have some drinks, tell stories, and see where the night takes us. We discussed that we would leave the key under the rock by the front porch. And if we were to split up, whoever came home first would leave the door open for the others to get in.
Yeah, just say it louder so everyone can hear where we hit it.
Ben.
Huh?
Oh, you're Ben?
You're Ben. Ben.
Nice.
I'm Ben now? Mm-hmm. So everybody's Ben?
Wait, what?
I thought B-Rad was Ben.
He's Ben's inner voice, and Brad's Ben's outer voice.
No, we've just been.
I'm actually Ben.
Okay, so the one thing we know, once again, I will reiterate, because apparently it bears fucking repeating, I am neither Nick nor Ben. B-Rad is me, which means B-Rad is neither Ben nor Nick. Your Ben, motherfucker, makes you Nick, Chris. Tune. Not there, sorry.
Yeah, just not here.
So who are you? What's your name?
I'm still not sure. And I'm sorry about that. I am.
Okay.
But it's not Ben. Outside.
So the story's about me?
Yes. Oh, awesome. Okay.
I can't wait.
I'm the main character. The fucking
I always fucking knew it.
You're going to forget in 15 seconds.
Finally, his delusions are true.
I knew it'd come true. Woo!
Joke. To which Nick found the pleasure in yelling it at the top of his lungs. Luckily, our cabin was isolated out here. And there was no one close by.
That was Ben yelling at the top of his lungs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, let's rewind just a little bit.
Joked, to which Nick found the pleasure in yelling it at the top of his lungs. Luckily, our cabin...
Don't
noticed. We made plans to go out that night to the village bar, have some drinks, tell stories, and see where the night takes us. We discussed that we would leave the key under the rock by the front porch. And if we were to split up, whoever came home first would leave the door open for the others to get in.
Yeah, just say it louder so everyone can hear where we hit it.
Ben joked, to which Nick found the pleasure in yelling it at the
top. Oh, no, wait, Ben just joked. Everyone for no reason, guys. But riveting audio, right?
Nick killed it.
That's great.
I just wanted to re-listen to your acting debut.
I really felt like I would never yell anything.
You've yelled so much.
I know.
...of his lungs. Luckily, our cabin was isolated out here, and there was no one close by, I thought to myself as we drove off. It was a surprisingly fun night at the bar. We had plenty of shots of the local drink until the bar staff...
Local drink. Definitely not from America.
...have informed us that we had drunk their stocks dry. It was cheap, though, recently. The next thing I knew, it was late. The bar was closing, and we had lost Ben. He must have left without us, though I don't remember him telling us he was leaving, I thought. Slightly concerned, but...
Because nobody knows where Yams is at, because he's too fucked up.
He's still fucked up?
Damn.
Yeah. Prophecy. Is that your only line?
I don't know, probably.
Where are you?
I'm Nick.
You're what?
I'm Nick.
Oh, thank you.
I'm acting out of character, so we left without him, taking the car.
Oh, I gotta piss badly.
I adjusted my seat as the car headlights momentarily...
Yeah, because all of a sudden it was like it says Bradley, which is his name, but he didn't.
...up the cabin, and we turned into the driveway to the sounds of gravel crunching underneath the tires. We checked under the rock for the key. It was gone. We tried the door handle. Locked.
What the fuck?
We both looked at each other.
Now, that was you and Brad, correct, Chris?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you are Nick, and I'm still Mystery Man with Brad's voice.
Yeah.
You disappeared real quick.
Oh, yeah, I'm done. I'm out.
Well, so far, everybody's had one line except for me. Great.
Ben must have come home before us, and he's locked us out.
Ben, open up! We need to piss!
Badly.
But didn't you guys leave me at the bar and drive back?
No, you left. Wow, you weren't listening. You left, but you didn't tell us that you were going.
Wow.
Okay. But they took the car.
You're Ben, motherfucker. Yeah. Pay attention.
How the fuck did I get back so fast?
It's a mystery, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hurry up, Ben.
We banged on the door. I heard a stumbling inside like someone literally crawling awkwardly on all fours out of bed. Damn, he must be drunk.
I can't hold this piss horse in position. Anymore.
I said...
Horse position, yeah. Years before it was born. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Nick and I went to separate sides of the cabin to urinate as Ben finally opened the door. It felt good urinating, but the feeling was harshly interrupted by what caught my attention on the large window, sending a large shiver up my spine. There was this long, thin set of handprints, only visible on the window from the mist outside.
Left from Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
He was in the nude, he was.
Longer than any human's hand, but much, much thinner.
Holy shit,
But I quickly cleared my mind of the scary and irrational images it was creating, as it was certainly just...
I could have taken a second, like, go at it there. I didn't. A take two would have been nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Regular human hand that had been smeared, causing the illusion that it's longer, right? Either way, it occurred to me that someone or something might have been watching us. I hurriedly finished.
You think a lot.
I know.
A lot.
I know.
It's like, if I'm drunk and I gotta piss outside, I'm pissing. I ain't thinking about shit. Try not to get pissed on myself.
I have been in the middle of a urination session, but like, man, it sure does feel good to urinate, though.
Yeah.
I've never referred to it as urinating, though. In that thought process. Okay.
Business and rushed inside. We are not turning the light on, I thought, to prevent anything from looking in at us. I locked the door and we went straight to bed. Nick fell asleep instantly, snoring before his head had even hit the pillow. And after a few minutes of tolerating Nick's...
I didn't throw it in there because the script didn't call for it, but if you could give us a snore real quick. Fantastic. Now that's good audio.
Consistent snore. My dropping eyes felt weary, so I closed them. As soon as they shut, I couldn't help but get the burning feeling that Ben's eyes had opened suddenly and were staring straight at me, menacingly.
You know what's scarier than this, and actually what this reminds me of? A true horror story that I went through?
Yeah?
Yeah?
Where, like, you didn't check to see if the other dude was sleeping or not?
No, your fucking bachelor party.
What about it?
Yeah, a whole house full of motherfuckers snoring so loud that I can't shut my fucking eyes!
I didn't do any drugs!
Holy fuck! I had Chris on one side, Yams on the other, Fat Joey was in the other room louder than both of them combined.
And Chad was there too.
I think he slept in the garage. I'm not sure.
I was upstairs just snoring my ass off.
I probably could have heard. Actually, I could hear that at one point probably. Too. Yeah, that was great. That was great. That reminds me of this.
My body rose in temperature and my heart beat quicker as I sensed this. As if Ben was holding his breath, vision fixated on me angrily through the darkness. CPAP. Sorry if we hadn't gone home with
Stop
him.
Stop breathing.
Ben, in quotes, sleep apnea.
Yeah.
The true horror.
Why would he be so angry? After a few minutes of calming myself from this irrational fear, I drifted off to sleep.
Open up! You said you wouldn't lock it.
It grew louder.
Now see what happened. Ben's staring at me, but also knocking at the door. Ben is Yams. Yams is Ben.
And I'm outside.
Spooky shit. Sleep apnea you, though. Is it really you?
No.
You should tell your doctor that.
No, it's a different dude.
Oh.
Open the door. It's fucking cold out here.
This was the single scariest moment of my entire life, and the most paralyzing sensation swept over my entire body. It was Ben at the door. Suddenly, there was a movement in the sheets next to me. Something stirring.
Why I got up faster. Been in the same bed?
Because he failed the rock off.
Wait, yeah, you guys are in the same bed?
No, yeah. They're next to each other. Why didn't you guys listen to any of this?
There was two beds.
Yeah,
there's a single and a queen.
Yeah, no, technically me and Brad are sharing a bed because he's in my brain.
Okay.
I keep telling you guys he was never real.
But I thought Nick got his own bed.
Yeah.
Yep.
So then, there's only two beds.
Yes.
So Ben and you are in a bed together.
Yes.
This has got to be.
Yeah, it must be.
Are That's you definitely there?
I don't know. once again, and also, if this was Kelly's big, bright fucking idea, where was he? He's on the episode. He's K-Factor.
Yeah, that's true.
A moment that will live in infamy for just how fucking stupid it was.
I ever have in my entire life and ran to the door. Nick had awoken and come to the same horrific realization as soon as me. He was right behind me and kicking the door open and fleeing outside of the car. Not once did we look back. I started the car and beckoned Ben to follow, but he didn't know what had happened. Still facing into the room, he turned on the light to see inside.
YouTube.
This was a true story. It really happened. You can ask Nick if you don't believe me, but I wouldn't ask Ben. He doesn't say much anymore after the incident. Whenever questioned about what he saw that night, his face turns pale and expressionless, and he will immediately shut the nearest curtain.
So,
Ben fucked himself.
Ben got butt fucked by a terror dog.
Yeah, I think so. He became the gate master.
Yeah.
Or the key master. No, gatekeeper.
He would be the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
The dog would be the key master.
Right.
Yeah.
Horse style.
Damn.
Yeah, he fucked the sleep apnea right into him.
I had to be to figure that out about Ghostbusters. It was all just like a sex thing.
Really?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's why they're trying to fuck.
Yeah. Blew my mind. Had no idea.
That's weird that it took him that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's strange.
Sometimes. Since I was a child, I was always just like, you know.
Yeah, I did too, but like, duh. Lock. Key.
Man. No idea, man.
I did that backwards. Oh, well. You get the point. The other one is, let's see. Ah, just ghost stories. Truly spooky stuff.
Okay. So what made that story worth reading?
Well, do you have Kelly's phone number? Because I would love to know.
I do.
Yeah, that was one of his favorite creepypastas. He thought it'd make a good, like, audio play.
Yeah.
He was wrong?
Okay.
I think. It's not a good story. Oh, you were Ben. What do you think?
No, I got fucked with you. I didn't really care for it.
Yeah, I was just joking when I called it Ben Dover.
apparently not. No. Apparently not.
Yeah.
All right. No, this is truly spooky stuff, I suppose.
Damn.
What?
Hmm?
What?
Mind you, kicked in the face.
Did you get too high out of nowhere?
Mm.
It happened.
It's been coming.
You can feel it, like, gradually, like, the warming sensation. Like,
it started at my feet and started moving up. My eyelids are just like, hey.
Stay down. Stay down. Yeah. Doesn't work. All right.
Damn.
I'm trying to think if there's anything
else. Crazy.
A seasoned pro. Snowfall, can still be baby. Snuck up on.
Yeah, I wonder it's called Snowfall.
Is that what you tried to keep me smoke last night?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing you didn't.
Hey, it's just the other half of that joint that I lit last night.
What is it? It's not a Jeter, is it?
Close to it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's infused.
I think it was stubby. I knew not to fuck with it.
Yeah, it's diamonds.
Okay.
Yeah.
No warning. He would have given me no warning last night.
No, not at all. Well, I don't know if he knew. Hey, Tune, this one's for you. You ready?
37.
Nope, he's not ready.
37%?
At all.
Yeah.
Tune, this one's for you. You ready? Anytime now.
The Joker's wild.
I was going to do that at the intro after I said my own name, and then I had a boo one brought up for everybody else that I forgot about until just now.
I didn't know if it was the Joker's Wild or the Shaggy Show. What's that clip from?
Nickelodeon.
Oh. We're retarded. Yes. It's the same clip, though. I guarantee it.
Sure. Why not, man? Okay, so what's this one from? Your left should be to your right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm still not convinced it's not their best song.
It's very solid.
Yeah.
I enjoy The Amazing Maze.
But not good enough to be on a fucking album?
You got it with a comic book. That's cool.
You can release all of Fabulous Fred Fury. That's fine. Sure. Amazing Maze, not good enough?
Yeah.
The fact they call him Fabulous.
I didn't even catch that. It's furious.
What? You said two different things.
Fearless Fred Fury.
Is it? Or the Furious Fred? Man, fuck them.
Fuck them and their 3F. Fearless Furry Fred or some shit. Like.
I know his homies flipped the rat. Yeah. I'll put that on God.
Yeah. Flipped the rat.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right. I think it is Fearless Fred.
Yeah, it's not Fabulous. That's my bad.
I thought it was Ferocious.
I think it is Fearless.
I think so.
Fabulously Fury Freddy.
Thank you. That's Ben. That's fucking Ben right there. Hell yeah.
Close that curtain.
Smells like curtain.
He said close that curtain.
Close the curtain.
Close curtain. Yeah.
Now if you just talk to him, he goes pale.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, these are ghost stories.
So I found this website that it's Ghosts of America, where you find your state and hometown, and you can upload your own ghost story, your real life haunt.
What?
That's a great title.
Have we... check them out lately. You should check this out.
I'm going to next week. That's gonna
be one of my. Anything updated?
That's gonna be one of my segments, which I'm sure you guys have worked on diligently, right?
I wrote 3 pages.
I've been looking for a good 2-sentence horror story.
You guys, I always did more than one.
Well, aren't you a fucking overachiever?
Yeah. This time I don't want to have to be. I don't want to carry the fucking workload. I want to sit back. I want to be scared, motherfucker.
Ain't nothing scary. What are you gonna do?
I don't know. That was pretty scary. The bin thing.
You
fucked yourself.
Do you think that's what happened? Do you think I possessed it and just started thumping his own ass?
No, it was him as a terror dog. We already discussed it.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus Christ.
I was just curious. How about maybe like a director's cut or something?
It would have been a better story. I was like, I woke up and he was staring at me. Then he slowly started fisting himself.
Yeah.
But he never broke eye contact until I came. Took 3 days. With a yam skin, you'd tear right through yourself like fucking Evil Dead. I guess. Back to it.
Things. And I can tell you that looking through this, our hometown, there is some real terror there.
Spooky.
Yeah, it's very spooky. And the thing that's so spooky is our school system. Because those people can spell erratico here.
Hot take.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came up with that off the cuff.
Did you?
Yeah, off the cuff.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
The That's grammar horrifying.
Is, yeah, the grammar's terrible.
It is. It spooked me out my ass. I shat myself with fear. I don't know.
Literally, your whole asshole just ran away.
Yeah, there you go. This is submitted by Mallory. So, all credit to that person.
Our...
Like the mayor? Was I about to say that?
Yeah, you're about to say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, maybe things don't change.
Ex-mayor?
Wait, was I about to say that?
Do I miss that they lived out my mom and dad?
Let's find out.
Maori?
That's Maori.
Yeah. Was it spelled with L's or a W?
You got corrected by Kelly, the guy with the speech impediment.
I don't know which one it was.
I don't either.
Yeah.
That's L's. That's why I said Mallory.
Okay. Just, yeah. I was kind of hoping it was the mayor.
I think the name means like having to do with ducks.
No one cares.
Mallard? No, Mallory, yeah. Mallard? Come on.
Fucking Kelly.
It's funny.
That's good.
It's very funny.
It's very funny. It's
very funny.
He fucking grew up with a bucket of duck tongues in his fucking freezer at home.
A bucket?
Yeah, what kind of ducks do they make?
What did I just miss?
He thinks it's funny.
You grew up with ducks in your freezer?
Yeah, yes. Not ducks, but duck tongues.
Duck tongues.
Because Keith worked at a duck processing plant when he lived in Florida.
Why tongues?
I don't know why the fuck they kept them.
He said that
he
said
he's fucking weird. I don't fucking know.
He said that Troll Bear worked at a duck factory, so I asked him what kind of ducks they made.
Yeah. That was his keen joke.
Jesus.
It was a fucking killer then. It's a killer now. I missed the play button. Oh, fuck.
Green. Yeah. I was leaving my house at around 10 p.m. for a late night food run with my little sister. She's 12 and I'm 17. We were driving along Charles Road. She told me about the Charles Road story. It was that a family had once heard screaming in the woods.
She did? She
they
was 12.
An abandoned wagon.
Yeah.
I don't know if too many 12-year-olds got good horror stories, but all right.
Well, she's had time to perfect it, maybe embellish a little bit since then. I don't think she's 12 years old typing it out. Perhaps. I also wasn't really listening. I was still thinking about that really solid duck joke.
She was 12 and they were 17 going to get food, and she told him.
Oh, that is weird, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Search party was organized to find the family because they had gone missing. Weird period placements. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying. The family was later found, and they were all headless. I told her it was fake, and I continued to drive. We reached the gas station, and then went home the same way on Charles Road. All capitalized for some reason. I felt nervous for some reason. I looked to the side of the road, and I thought I saw a family standing there. I shook it off and kept driving. Almost to the end of the road, I looked down at my stereo to turn up the volume on a song I liked. Chris, what was the song?
Yeah, Chris, what was the song?
Man, what year? Do we have a year?
Do we have a year?
Man. I'm going to go Freebird.
Freebird, I don't think you give an answer here, but I think Kelly does.
Yeah?
Okay.
It'd
be great if you're like, what year? But you didn't say it back then. Right. That would've been great.
Hey, mama
say, mama say, mama. I'll take it.
Yeah, sure.
Good answer, Chris.
You're welcome.
I was being facetious. Good job, Kelly. I looked back at...
He's a man of so many words.
He really is. He can't understand a fucking one of them, though.
I looked back up at the road, and I
Kelly's
screamed...
Kelly's not here.
He got you. There's no coming back from that.
I know, I'm irritated.
You gotta respect it.
In real time, I'm irritated.
Yeah.
Fucking Kelly, dude.
Fuck, what was it? K?
Factor.
No, K-Factor. Okay, good.
He does keep referring to himself as that the whole episode. I can never remember the name for some reason.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Got that. My mind always goes to K-Fed. I'm like, but I can't think of the name.
Just go with it. It's okay.
Yeah. Back on the road, and I screamed. Oh, I screamed and slammed on my brakes. There was an abandoned wagon in the middle of the road.
Like a station wagon or like a horse and buggy wagon?
I'm thinking like it's a little red wagon. Yeah.
We want the real answers!
Yeah.
What kind of fucking wagon? If it was four bodies in a fucking radio flyer wagon, I don't think they fit.
No, still the first thing I thought of when they said wagon.
See, mine was like a fucking Delta 88 Oldsmobile. Like
horse and buggy, bitches. Horse and buggy. Yeah. Right?
I don't know. Let's find out.
No.
I don't think we do. Just spoilers. A red
radio
flyer?
Flyer. Yeah, a little red radio flyer. Right.
Yeah,
there.
That's the end.
But that was the end.
Yeah.
That does remind me. I do have a little bit of a story about that. You know where Monroe Pike is? That goes out to Stone Road.
We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
We absolutely talked about this yesterday. We drove by one of these spots. But I also inquired about the story you're about to tell.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know that house right there on that curve? It's the old metal building.
Yeah.
I had Josh believed, my wonderful cousin was on last week, I had him believing that the guy, it used to be an old butcher place, and that the guy that lived there ended up, turns out he was a serial killer and had killed a bunch of people and butchered them up and then ground up the remains and dumped them behind the house. And that's why it was all closed up. Because for a long time, it was all closed up.
There's still a big fence around the back of the property
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. And I hadn't believed that forever. And it was hilarious. Because he's like, he was talking about one day, and I'm like, dude, I made that shit to fuck up.
Why did you tell him?
You know, we did recover nicely from Josh being actually on the show. Remember how horrible that was? That happened the week before this.
It's probably like scarier than this episode.
Probably. I don't know what it's called. I didn't really want to dig.
I think it's just one down.
No, they're not in numerical order. They're alphabetized in the library.
Yeah. Oh, you pulled this off of your shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it wasn't taken through our whole feed.
Fired up iTunes.
Oh, fuck, no. I have it all. I have my own library. I hooked it up, typed in the word horror, found it.
I don't know. It didn't seem funny at the time to tell him that I was just full of shit and even believing it for like 12 years.
You know how many... You know how many days and nights he spent like at the Marion Public Library researching that? Trying to find one article? Zero. He's like, oh, it must have been covered.
Have you ever once seen Josh reading a book? No, okay. I didn't think so.
There's a conspiracy here. 9/11 was an inside job.
Well, we did have that one-armed man that used to work at Kmart that killed that college student.
Who makes it?
Maybe.
Who makes the fugitive joke?
Probably you, if you're
Kelly. Nope.
It's Kelly, pretty sure.
Buried her in his backyard.
You motherfucker.
It turns out he had gotten two people.
Yeah.
Him.
Really? Yeah. I hadn't heard about this.
It was Hills. Yeah.
What was that?
It was Hills, not Kmart.
I'm not sure where the house was.
Yeah, he worked at Hills.
Yeah, yeah, Hills,
he was
not
a
Kmart.
Greeter at...
Things don't change. Jeez. If I added thunderclaps to this episode, it'd be the same fucking thing.
Hills. He's an old guy. And yeah, they actually ended up tearing up the cement he had laid and found the body. And then afterwards, they tore down his house and everything and sold the property. So now it's just a blank slate. So they tried to erase.
And we drove past that on the way here, did we not? Yeah.
What?
Yes,
why is he nodding?
I'm answering the question.
The river, like,
I don't know what the fuck you're
you
talking about.
You leave the following the river, you cross Main Street, you keep going. And before you get to the church on the left-hand side, you pass that property.
Oh, really? Huh. I didn't realize it was right there.
Yeah.
Nice. Not the word I should have used.
You notice there's like two vacant lots right there? Like,
yeah. No, yeah, it's because of the corpses.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Haunted as fuck. I got you.
Big ass empty space.
Mm-hmm. Is this one up the hill? Or it's like on the hillside?
Oh. Okay.
As much as possible.
I don't blame him. That's fucking terrifying.
So this time the one-armed man really did do it?
Yes.
Yes. You know he didn't strangle him.
Wait.
Strangle.
You know he didn't strangle him.
Strong ass hand if you did.
I think he also makes a Scary Movie 2 joke. Or B-Rad does.
Was he a butler too?
Yep.
Was this the college student that like everyone was looking for forever?
Probably early 90s.
No, she's still missing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They never found the body.
Oh.
No shit.
That bitch is still missing.
Oh, we're time to call her a bitch.
Why not?
It's
been long enough.
It's just an adjective at this point, Danny, basically. Like,
I don't know.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, another one for you. This one's nice and short. Across the street from, and I'm reading this for a certain reason, a familiar face pops up. Across the street from any grandpa's house, grandpa's house, yeah, there is an abandoned house. Me and my stepsister were outside waiting for my mom to take us to Walmart, of course, so we could pierce her ears.
Gotta have the Sunday best on too, brother.
I suppose. While we were waiting for my mom, me and my sister were staying.
You just start using the word brother more often, like Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Thank you. Brother.
By the road, doing the Michael Jackson move, just acting crazy. Then all I hear is her telling me to run. I turned around, and he was on the steps of the abandoned house. He was a black figure. But then again, he looked like a real person.
He was a brother.
He was a brother.
Don't you want to, Danny? You want me to be more like Hogan?
Oh man, when did Cake Factory get here? Fuck.
Is this a local story?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I don't know why I said like a returning figure. I don't know if we'd been making a bunch of Michael Jackson jokes at the time. I have no idea.
I don't know. What's the Michael Jackson movie?
Maybe it was an OJ joke. He's a brother too.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think there's a lot of early OJ jokes. I think
don't
was...
look at that long neck motherfucker because that ain't real.
No, that's
he is scary by himself. Yeah. That spawns its own horror stories. Just look at it.
I look at
his neck, Danny.
Yeah, I looked at it as like OJ Simpson's good twin.
No, homie. That dude's got a foot long neck and looks like Tiger Woods.
Yeah, but he's never strangled a woman to death.
He wrapped his neck around that woman's neck.
That's hot. That was real fucking hot. I like that.
They're both crying, but
you've seen it.
What?
Okay. I was wondering if it was real or where me and my sister seeing things. That's just subtle racism, isn't it?
He was a black figure.
Yeah, exactly.
But then again, what now? And then,
holy shit! There's a comment on this one.
Okay.
You are not seeing things. Ghosts and spirits are real and do exist. People don't always talk.
Wow, you laughed in real time right before you laughed in the past. You're still like, wow, this person's a fucking idiot.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, all right.
About it because it's taboo.
Some things just don't change, Dan.
I think you're right, yeah.
On my Facebook, things have been popping up where apparently they've opened up locations in like every city or every like big city. There's indie ghosts now.
I've seen the same thing on my
MySpace. Okay, so you can go explore all the haunted locations in Indianapolis to see ghosts and shit?
Oh, it's a ghost tour. Yeah. You won't see any ghosts. Don't get your hopes up.
I want to go. Y'all go.
Yeah. Brother, it's not real.
Y'all got to go in full Ghostbuster gear, though.
No. We show up straight. Chris is dressed like a Ghostbuster.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I will go dressed as the Stay Puft Marshmallow.
I'm here to solve.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like a poverty Ghostbuster still. Because
you can make a cool backpack out of
cardboard. I think it's just a baguette.
Paint me with a baguette, you fucking fuck. I don't know. You show up just like a Ghostbuster. I'll show up just like Marty McFly. You want to see what fucking happens.
I'm going to create a shirt that says like Unity Way on the back of it. So bogus ass number. And it's going to say staff member. I'm like, I'm their
it's
worker.
United.
There you go, man.
What?
It's United Way.
No, Unity Way. Because the they're fucking Unity? Special needs. Yeah, I just said I was going to make it all up.
What the fuck? Services.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I can't reuse real company names. I'm going to make one up.
We're all in costume, bud. You gotta
don't
pick
worry.
One.
Like, you just smoke and just follow along. I get you, too.
We don't need two handlers.
There's two of y'all.
Yeah, but we're soft in the head.
This motherfucker is, too. Look at him.
Yeah, I know. That's why he needs to be in costume with us so he can be guarded by you.
Whatever.
What if he has the same shirt on, but it's written in Crown and he's wearing a helmet? So he thinks he's a security guard. Oh, yeah. Every time they're like, hey, there's a ghost in there. Every time they're like, hey, a ghost is there, he tries to go physically fight it. That'd be amazing.
Or they just think.
It's not taboo, it's laughable.
Or they think you're nuts when you are not. It's real, and anyone that does not believe this is crazy because I have seen things too, but I'm not crazy. And you know, if your last words of a sentence are, I'm not crazy, you're fucking crazy.
You're crazy.
It's not that we think people are nuts, just kind of D-U-M-B stupid.
Yeah.
D-U-M-B stupid.
D-U-M-B stupid.
These, I suppose, are the highlights of our first ever horror episode. Thoughts?
Do they get better?
Oh, I doubt it.
No, they don't.
I don't know. Every time we try horror anymore, it usually ends up not scary at all. You don't want something truly fucking horrifying, though. Let's give this just a little bit of a listen. We don't have to go through the whole thing. Truly horrifying, okay? Picture this as an editor, okay? And you have to get this done for a buddy, okay?
Sean has to close his eyes. He can't look at anybody for the 5 seconds.
No, I'll laugh.
Every time. Damn. Will be funny looking at you?
Do what?
I can do it now.
You can do what?
Last 5 seconds.
Yeah,
well, I know you can't, buddy. And I'm proud every time. Yeah, why are the Blue Angels flying?
I was gonna say, are we being fucking hunted down here? Is it the FBI again?
It was the ATF. Thank you very much.
Well, Joey definitely is funny looking.
No, Joey always does something that's stupid. Or you make yours are noise in the noises, so it's not the 5 seconds. It's usually Joey.
Yeah.
Okay.
You figured out what it is,
didn't
you?
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah.
Wait, what did? What did you think?
I didn't realize that this was past that.
Joey
today. Bad Joel.
As an editor, I am horrified.
I didn't cough.
There's been five already.
Don't yell at me.
Okay, sorry.
Fat Dowie.
It is almost Christmas time. He can be Fat Jolie. It'll probably be Christmas time by the time they hear this episode.
Probably.
2030.
Maybe. Got him! It's what, 13 now? What?
14?
13.
See? I was right.
Mm-hmm.
With our 1,500 subscribers.
Is that you coughing?
Isn't that me?
Oh, that sounds like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel no. Like
possibly.
I just yacked water all over my fucking phone. Yeah. You asshole. Thank God it was that corrosive ass fucking Seagram's.
Oh, that shit was delicious.
I'm just gonna put it in my pocket. That'll dry it off, right? Yeah.
That shit's crazy.
Yep.
Not cough this up.
Well, you said like drop everything on the table.
You said like 12 something, 12.75 or something, but I mean it's after that, so well, it's.
Can we make some more?
Yeah.
Make okay. Some more what?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't remember shit that we talked about here. When was this episode?
Oh, I have no idea.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Forever ago.
This is one of the special guests, though.
Who?
Oh,
what?
God.
What? Huh? I know you are.
Not hard.
So, they're back. We're back.
Why are we doing this?
Where did the audience go?
I don't know. They're back.
Back
Colton's
again.
There, too, but you don't hear him.
Smoke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the beginning of the show.
We are.
We're starting this right now.
Oh.
See, you're always so confused by this every time.
I'm high.
I'm too.
Hey, at least he's fucking honest.
I'm high. I'm too.
I'm smoking token.
Dude,
you're
Fat Jolie.
Nope, Fat Jolie today. Then we got old Ginger Keef. Old Sean. Ginger Queef is what I call you.
Fuck you.
Ginger Spice.
Ginger Spice. Shiny Poonani.
No, you ain't getting no Poonani.
Did I ever catch on?
Shiny Poonani?
Yeah.
He's got one person that calls him that.
It's Joey, isn't it?
No. It's the chick he knows.
Ah, shit. Yeah.
What?
You get some butthole, no Poonani.
I can prove you wrong.
I don't need to.
Let me smell your fingers.
Here. I'm good.
Oh, that smells some other shit.
Yeah. That smells like a Jello jiggler, don't it?
Some brown pudding.
But.
I just want to know who's juggling right next to the microphone.
The Jello jiggler. We're talking about is Mary's blood cup.
Oh, I don't want that. I forgot about
we've
that.
Talked about Mary's blood cup. And honestly, we don't need it. We don't need to ever talk about it again.
So, what is this, third guest? We have yep, three yams.
Yep. Is this the third guest?
He is yep. Our third guest.
I think it is.
I can't stand it. That motherfucker just lives to be a troll, I swear. He just wants to troll you constantly.
Who?
Oh,
Smoke.
Okay.
Now, if our listeners listen to HMB, they already know yams.
Yeah.
But if they don't listen to HMB...
Here, Joey snore.
Always.
Or, is this the beginning of a yam snore?
It might have been before me.
I think it was before him. I think. So. Yeah.
Hey, this is yams.
Well, they probably should. Mm-hmm. If they don't, they probably should go listen.
They should definitely go listen.
It's being a good company man right there. Hell yeah.
It's HMB. How long you been on that show? What episode?
It's almost 200.
Oh, shit. That was a long time ago. This was recorded a long-ass time ago. We're over halfway to 500.
We're going to be like 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say like so. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yep.
Damn. I'm there for a year, and I know you've been on there since damn near the beginning.
Yep. So, yeah, it's over 3 years. I think this will come up on 4 or something.
And I think, yes, on Danny's...
So we say 2019. Oh, Tune's about to say, hold on.
Birthday might be 4 years?
Yeah.
Who took a drink out of the world's tiniest, tiniest
took a
straw?
Shit.
Tiniest, tiniest straw.
I think that was me holding a cough because we're smoking weed.
I hope not. That was kind of like, yeah, maybe. What was that? Yeah. Maybe.
I don't like hearing my own voice.
He wasn't in the last one, that's true. I don't. Have we ever done commentary on an episode you're on? We haven't.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we don't have to continue. I was just trying to get to time, and I saw that on my home screen. Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I was going to do commentary for that, but I was never able to edit it properly because somebody's just playing a fucking drum kit right by that microphone constantly.
It's crazy. This was Sean. I feel like Sean was the tapper.
It was Sean.
Tapping?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I yell at him halfway through the episode.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Well, the episode is... an hour and a half long.
That room is so small. With that much smoke.
Why? Like, definitely coming out high.
Oh, I know. There's times I've been in that room where y'all were smoking like that, and I didn't smoke. Yeah. And I got like halfway to home. I'm like, whoa.
I still think this is gonna sound weird. I still vividly remember my favorite moment in that garage. It's when we were getting ready to go. Huh?
Was it Mortal Kombat?
No. It's when we were getting ready to go to Astro, and Ray was playing the new Twisted Sock Force, and he bent over, and his stomach cut off his Bluetooth. And he got so mad. And it was so funny.
That's fat enough to block Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah, I've had it happen.
Yeah. I've had it happen on my neck. So I guess, when I had those headphones that went around my neck,
yeah?
I thought you just screamed out, oh, why is my headphone not working?
So crazy.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, cheap earbuds before I got Apple ones. Yeah, I do it.
Didn't know it was a possibility. Made me laugh so hard. Nope. Not the fact that it happened. It was the reaction. Oh, fuck.
Like, so it happened like three times before we figured it out. Yeah. Yeah. That was a good time.
I thought the Discman was skipping.
That's when I had the high table, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it the high table? The tall table?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
No, that was Pizza Hut booth.
Was it? Oh, okay.
No, because we had to get in around. There was five of us.
Oh, when you recorded this. I meant the Bluetooth incident. This, I have no idea. I wasn't there. You know, believe it or not, I never once got invited to record an episode of Past That.
You don't smoke
you
weed.
You didn't do that. Seemed like the person who'd enjoy it too much.
No, I wouldn't win it.
Exactly. I don't think it was your scene, brother.
No. Chris?
Probably not.
No.
I mean, I probably would have.
Chris would have joined. He just wouldn't have partaked.
I wouldn't have needed to.
That's what I'm saying. You can't be in that tight of a room and not get high. I get a contact buzz
in
this.
That was
kind of
like the time that me and Bobby got high on opium and Kelly got stoned. Mm-hmm. As a side, that was fucking great because Kelly's funny as fuck when he's high.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know. I'm so glad that Kelly found out he smoked opium live in front of a microphone. That is wonderful, dude. What a sweet slice of H&B history. That being said, AMF. I'm Danny Rollins.
Break 1-9. I'm 2-2.
No, I'm going to do it again.
Break 1-9.
Thank you.
And I'm Ams.
Hold a beer.
Fuck yeah.
Hit the button too soon. Fuck,
you
man.
Got bad comedy time.
Is that it? Yeah, it's a new secret power. I had no idea I had, man. Oh, another commentary track down. You can take your fucking headphones off.
Except we're not revisiting the beer review.
No.
Yeah, we are. We just don't need the headphones
on
for
it.
Did you notice though? We only did one beer review.
We did.
We're saving the other one for another day.
I thought about it several times. Yeah. I couldn't bring myself to fucking drink it, man. I
guess we'll do it next week.
No. Well, next week seems week.
Okay.
No, we're gonna do that next week.
No, it's not my week.
And I'll do the weekend after.
Fuck, man.
Listen, I skipped and jumped in like three times in a row.
Yeah, well,
I
did
skip my own this time.
I did the first 8 months, okay?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Prove it.
It's all recorded. Why do you guys act like none of this shit is provable?
I heard none of this shit. What you're talking about?
I think it's heavily edited.
Brother, you need to calm the fuck down and realize that I know where shit goes.
I save raw footage.
Do you?
I have all the raw footage. But you'll just say it's edited,
by
so it doesn't fucking matter.
Do you mean audio? So you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I feel like
see, he calls into the question his whole story. No. The validity
of
everything.
Never be cross-examined.
Surrounded by K-factors.
Danny's got the light for it. Just
so
put
just
the camera right there.
Yeah.
Points right down.
For what?
His new magic show he wants to do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's right there. Yeah. We just have to center the table.
And fix the eccentric cord that was, you know, taken down that me and the Ams had so expertly put up.
Yeah,
that wasn't me. That was my wife.
Why did she need an extension cord?
No, she didn't. It was when she was doing all the paneling and insulation. She needed it out of the way. It can go back up now.
It went up and along the fucking rafter, plugged in over there.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing done
with
the rafter.
There's no reason to take it down.
Did I say I did it?
No.
No, I didn't.
Well, I'm just saying your wife's fucking drunk then when she was doing it.
She might have
no reason to fucking do it.
I was at home.
Waste time.
It's even better, right?
No, it's still bad. I'm still working on it, dude. And I didn't have much. Yeah, it's the same extension cord. I still have it.
It's right there.
Why is it right there? What's it go to?
The air conditioner. Right now, it's being used for an air conditioner.
That's not in the window, and
it's
just sitting on the floor.
It's because your fireplace is plugged into it.
Okay, heat. My bad. Whatever seasonal thing we need, but doesn't work very well.
None of it works. It's all so fucking stupid.
It all turns on, though, awkwardly enough. Man.
Yeah.
I'm going down to zero thumbs. Fuck the fuck out of this.
No,
I hate it, dude. I hate it.
How much you got left?
Yeah, not much.
Come on.
I didn't have much.
Me a pal.
Exactly. You had the remnants of fucking what we poured out of.
Yeah, and I still haven't finished it.
Yeah.
quarter of a thumb.
Now, imagine it's grape and try it.
Just imagine that it's a grape.
It helps, right?
Pretend it's good.
Why is that, Danny? Because I had no idea it was blueberry. I put a bet $100 on it was a grape flavored.
Yeah, if I didn't have the can in front of me, I might have believed you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it because it was slightly purple in your cup?
Probably.
That was sweet. Yep.
I thought the baby had a too sweet.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's been bragging about it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm super proud.
Yeah.
I was untapping Chase's lamb last night like a good uncle. It was pretty sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now that he's of age, you can do that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, right in front of his dad. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, fine, fuck it. Half a thumb.
Really?
Half a thumb and two on the Sweet Sues. I don't know. I think the reason I'm not going higher on the Sweet Sues is because it looks like the weird version of the championship they did at Crown Jewel that Braun Strowman won and then got fired twice.
Right.
Which one's he?
Yeah. The big tall guy that's been fired twice.
Yeah, he just got fired on Thursday.
No, that's that guy's very tiny.
Oh, okay.
I know, buddy. He's talking about Daniel Bryan again. He always talks shit about only Daniel Bryan, but he loves the fucking Miz and Good Charlotte.
I didn't say I love the Miz.
You love the fucking Miz.
I just recognize that name.
I feel like you would enjoy Sami Zayn.
He's also a vegan.
No.
No.
I didn't know he was a vegan, but I just feel like he's a character you would enjoy.
No. I love him, so I'd go ahead and say no, he wouldn't.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I also love Bryan Danielson. That's his government name. Actually, his government name's the American Dragon.
Is it?
Never forget.
What?
Back then, they knew that fast, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, half a thumb, two on Sweet Sues. Sorry, Braun Strowman. So, once you're a choo-choo train, then you're fired, then you're fired.
So you've never seen the clip of him taking a legit headshot from Brock Lesnar in the ring?
He was moving too fast, and Brock Lesnar got mad, so he legitimately held his head in place, even though this guy is two heads taller than Brock Lesnar and kneed him in the face.
I thought it was a punch. Was it a knee and a punch?
I think so.
Pull it up on the screen, Jay.
We're recording a podcast now.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
No, okay, Sweet Sue's, be more realistic. I'm going to drop down to 3.
It's too high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're definitely too high, so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that was my thumb and a half.
Yeah, I guess, man.
It's solid, man.
It's not. I don't remember how much this was either because I bought something else at the time. I bought that 6-pack of orange cream sodas that was way better than this.
Yeah.
Same brand, awkwardly enough, I think. Weren't they Seagram's as well? No, they were Smirnoff.
Yep.
Totally different.
I'm going to stick with my 2 and a 1.
I'm going to drop down.
Yeah.
And do a 1.5 and a half because I'm not feeling it. I don't like it.
Now, any of these spiked, super strong alcoholic bullshit things, I can't do them.
It's too syrupy.
Yeah.
And like I said, I get that that 9-volt battery taste to it.
There's that, yeah. Like, how do you still have such a strong tinge of alcohol with that much fucking sugar and false flavoring and all that stuff? I guess because it's 10%.
Well, it does say it has natural blueberry.
That tastes like grape.
And lemon flavoring.
Did anybody get anything close to a lemon?
Nope.
Okay.
It just never tastes like grape. So
I'm gonna change to a 2.5 since they don't have lemon.
An artificial sweetener.
That's definitely in there.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get the, like, diety sweet taste. I got, like, just too fucking sweet. I don't know. But I also drink a lot of Diet Pop and stuff, so that doesn't... Maybe it didn't compute. I don't know.
Maybe it's the lemon and the artificial sweetener that gives it that 9-volt flavor.
Could be. Yeah. Absolutely could be.
Grapes and 9 volts, bro. That's what we got.
Grapes and 9 volts.
Fuck yeah, brother.
I like grapes.
I think I would rather like a 9-volt than eat a grape. Yeah. I'll stand on that.
Weird.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
That's me.
I don't know, I like grape. Good white grape.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, those are the better of the grapes.
Cotton candy grape, green grape, purple grape.
As long as it's seedless, I'll smash, man. I love a grape.
The cotton candy ones are so bad.
I had some big fuckers earlier.
Hell yeah. Sounds like a good time.
Sounds like an olive.
Not that dark. Like I said, it's white.
I do hate an olive, Yams. Not to jump against you. I hate an olive.
It's not an olive.
Oh, good.
Fuck up some olives, too.
I won't.
No?
No.
They're fucking disgusting.
You can buy an olive tree or whatever at fucking Lowe's. I found
it. How big is it?
Did you get one?
No, because I don't have a patio. They're patio trees. And like, if I had a patio, I'd have all of them. Because they have lemons and limes and oranges. I was like, man, it'd be like living somewhere nice.
You just gotta like bring that shit in during winter or something?
Patio. It's like for in screen and patio, I'm thinking.
It's a green room.
Like a porch.
A sunroom.
A patio porch, yeah.
See, when you say patio, I think of a cement
See, when I say, I don't know.
Yeah, because I was about to go buy one because I have a patio.
Yeah, he has a porch.
No, I have a patio.
He has a front porch, but out back has a patio.
I have a porch.
You have one. You have one off the side of your house.
We do screened-in patios. We don't do screened-in porches.
But my porch is on the front of the house, and my patio is on the back of my house.
Well, if you screen that in.
It's not enclosed. It has to be enclosed.
Yeah, no, I agree.
To be a patio?
Yeah.
It has to be enclosed.
No.
I don't think so.
No, yeah. Because we would call out to mom and dad, we call that the patio on the back by the garage. Actually, we just call it the carport.
That was, yeah.
So the patio wasn't out the house, by the garage was a cement slab that came off of the building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the roof.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. Anyway.
Sounds like unmowable grass.
But yeah, grass so that that's doesn't mean mowed. They're like $30.
That's my backyard. Anywho, Chris, before we get out of here, next time we do commentary, what should it be on? You enjoy it so much. You should probably have tune in.
Not past
that. Oh, it's got to be one of ours? Also, there's something cool.
Like what?
I don't know. Darkwing Duck? My favorite Disney property?
Darkwing Duck. Wait.
Dangerous.
Can we look at, what was that one you did before with the other dude?
Oh, I didn't.
Robert?
Yeah, what was it called?
I never did podcast. I never did what podcast was it called Robert.
With Robert.
It's the name of our website.
Didn't know.
Fuck, oh, okay. He got there. Yeah. Also, I didn't. There goes the company man. We have a website? Then and Out Productions.com. There's a contact link.
Hit us up.
I'm really bad at checking it. Last time it was for a festival we missed.
The time before
I just think we should do it on something that you guys cover that like Chris hates the most.
Zelda. Oh, can't do that with you.
I don't hate Zelda. I don't know shit about Zelda.
I don't know that much about Zelda either.
What? A receipt? No, I'm not. I'm not.
February 2nd, 2014.
Fuck Zelda in his fucking face.
And Link's a bitch.
I don't even know what you just said.
This will be the receipt in 3 years from now. Yeah, absolutely. Let me see. Hold on. Let me go to thenandoutproductions.com then. And now. That's.
Is there episodes of Then and Now on there?
That way you can hate on whatever the content is. I can hate on Robert the whole fucking time.
I can learn about Zelda because I don't know that much.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be Zelda, guys.
No.
It can be if you want to be. I don't give a shit. I can defend it all I want.
Okay, so there were 79 episodes.
Holy fuck, you guys did 79 episodes?
Yeah, the last one was...
Do we even have that many?
79? We're at 479, somewhere around there. The last one was a free-for-all day job. That's where he turns out he's...
An Uber driver?
He was selling bone marrow. To pay rent.
Nice.
Our last official episode was two-man pizza party, burn it to the ground.
That's where you were like...
Fuck this, I'm out, yeah. Okay. Top 5 Looney Tunes episodes. The Muppet.
I love the Looney Tunes.
I don't
know how you can pick 5.
The movie was the best.
How the fuck do you remember well enough to pick 5 episodes?
Or have time to do enough research center and watch every episode of the goddamn motherfucking Looney Tunes.
To pick 5.
Top 5.
There's a lot of goddamn Looney Tunes.
Yeah. So many godforsaken cartoons.
There's not as many as you think. We watched the same ones over and over again. And I'm pretty sure number one, I'm going to go ahead and say, was Duck Season, Wabbit Season.
Yeah, or the opera one with the big red
monster. Killed a Wabbit is the name of the episode,
I thought he was going to say it was when, what was it, Donald Duck was a Nazi or whatever.
Nope, not that one.
Maybe.
No. Donald Duck wasn't part of the Looney Tunes. He's Disney.
You're thinking of Daffy Duck.
That's it.
Episode 76. Fuck.
What?
Episode 76 from 2017. The Muppets, Bitch Out of Love.
Okay.
Did him and his girlfriend break up?
Nope. Oh. Episode 75, Free for All, Archie and I.
Or, like, can we just, like, get stoned?
Episode 74, like, Captain America Veterans Day Special.
What's that?
Captain America, baby. Okay.
That's what you talked about was Captain America?
Yeah.
There's a lot there.
Episode 73, Professional Wrestling Phone Man.
What's Phone Man?
I don't remember. Chris, that was from 2017. Horror Movies and Podcasts.
We should have done that for this episode.
Well, I forgot about it. And it won't let me scroll back from that. Oh, man, did the catalog get scrubbed?
The catalog's gone.
Nope, it's not.
The catalog and the rip money is spent. Yeah. What the fuck are we going to do?
Top 5 Zombie Media. Episode 70, Scooby-Doo, Puppy Power Motherfucker.
Yeah.
But now I'm not going to go through them all.
Are you pro-Scrappy or anti-Scrappy?
Anti.
Really?
I'm pro-Scrappy.
I like Scrappy.
I love Scrappy.
Yeah.
Nah,
you know why?
That,
dude. He's
kind of
Scrappy.
That was
stupid. He puts them up.
Top 5 nostalgic games.
He throws hands.
The Darkness?
It's like
animated yams?
Top five fictional worlds. Top five fictional worlds. Danny gets woke.
Okay.
Danny goes woke?
On this episode of Then and Now, Robert and Danny are joined by the other Mullins brother, Chris, to discuss their top five fictional worlds they would want to live in. What? They also discuss starter Pokemon. Danny gets woke and discuss a new form of currency. Robert gets angry again.
I think that we found the episode. I think we found the episode.
I wonder who makes him angry.
I'll say it's not Danny.
I doubt it. I don't know, man. There was some cut content, dude. There's one time I asked him why he's wearing a hat that said, if it ain't white, it ain't right. He made me delete the whole episode. Not cut that part. Delete the fuck. It was our pilot. We had three pilots because I called him a racist once. This is the kind of stuff we'll do. We'll find out when we do a deep dive on Then and Now here in, I don't know, 9 months.
Okay.
Actually, it might be sooner. That's
good. Sounds good.
Or did you do Ghostbusters without me?
No, we did go. You're on two episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
At least.
I remember him being back because I was shitting on the girls' Ghostbusters.
It was a bad movie.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. Was it? Did he defend it?
I don't know.
He tried to make a canon and nobody else in the universe made a canon.
I don't even think the movie was out then. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 2016. Yeah.
I think it was coming out.
It's fresh.
Yeah. I didn't see it in theaters.
Oh, no. It was years after.
Yeah.
Well, it was at least on DVD. I wouldn't say years, but.
I feel like it went to DVD pretty quick.
I think so, because
it didn't do well in
theaters.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I agree.
My daughter hates it. Refuses to watch it. Can't make it past 20 minutes.
Trash.
Sounds like somebody needs to hang out with her uncle and get woke.
Yeah.
Yep. I wonder.
Robert will still be broke. He's broke then. We're broke now.